Welcome to another Bible Moment with Ed Rangel at the Hueytown Church of Christ, located at 2053 High School Road, Hueytown, Alabama. We invite you to worship with us every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. And now, a Bible Moment.
29th, the New Deal. Today's reading comes from Genesis chapter 45 through chapter 46. Hebrews chapter 10 and Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verses 5 through 10. I pledge you, I pledge myself, to a new deal for the American people. These words were spoken by President Franklin D. Roosevelt in a speech which unveiled a series of economic strategies for the ending of the Great Depression. We love newness because it holds hope. The same should be true when we look to the new covenant of Jesus. Although it may not feel quite as new as it did nearly 2,000 years ago, when it altered the spiritual landscape like the New Deal forced economic vitality into America, it still holds the same power today. The covenant is first mentioned in Hebrews 8, and in Hebrews 10 we see the full implications of it. The scripture says, "For by one offering he has perfected for all time those who are made holy." Now where there is forgiveness of sins, there is no longer an offering for sin. Hebrews 10:14 and verse 18. Prior to Jesus, there was a need for regular sacrifices for sins to be made. But since Jesus became the ultimate sacrifice for our sins, that is no longer necessary. I often forget just how radical this New Deal is. In the midst of being busy, overwhelmed, or stressed, I neglect to acknowledge how much God has done for me. But every day, I live in His grace. Every day, I can be one with Him, no longer worrying about my past and future sins or shortcomings. And that is the day to be thankful for. Have you thanked God today for the new deal He enacted through Jesus' death and resurrection? What are some ways this gracious act can change or add to your interactions with God?
Thank you for tuning in to another Bible Moment. We invite you to worship with us every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Tune in again to another Bible Moment.